May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 315. Righteous are the works of God, all his ways are holy, just his judgments, fit his wrath to correct our folly. Hymn 315.
Thank you. May we be helped now to read from the most holy word of God, the 21st chapter of John's Gospel. The 21st chapter of John's Gospel. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish lay thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up, and drew the net to land full of fish, great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples, after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, Lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper. And the Lord and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his most holy word and grant all needed help in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal Lord God, once again, thou hast lengthened out our little lives here below, each one of us found gathered here, to see this another Sabbath day. Thou hast maintained unto us the very breath that we breathe. And now, do we not have to come with this? It is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. They failed not to us even to this very moment of time. And oneself standing here, can we not even raise an Ebenezer to thy praise even this day? Many were the fears, the doubts, and the weakness of the flesh which would have turned aside. But brought in peace and safety, even as one now stands trembling before the people, to this very place. And each one of us found gathered here, it is of thy mercies where we are, and favoured and brought safely thus far. And can we not say it is all by thee and by thee alone that it is so? Oneself, that precious promise, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And so thus we're brought each thus far in our paths here below. Unworthy as we feel to be, sinners indeed, sinners in need. But oh, brought into thy courts, this little corner of thy vineyard. And oh, that it might be with each one of us, we're brought in with that living desire. Give me Christ, or else I die. Oh, wanting to, oh, perhaps there's that longing for a token, Lord, for good. A token once again of thy special care, that thou wouldest once again smile upon one or another. Oneself also we feel it, for what is the house of God to me, unless the Master there I see? And all that might see Jesus in our midst this day. Oh, do be pleased to make one with us. For, O Lord, if thou art not here, we meet together in vain. And how solemn if we are brought to stand here before the people. And we've gone in sparks of our own kindling, how solemn. But oh, we trust, thou hast sent. Oh, thou hast sent. O Lord, we would then, each of us, all that might fall into thy hands even now, to be found waiting upon thee. Waiting upon thee, whether we speak or whether we hear. That thou wouldest, O Lord, grant unto us each hearing ears and hearts of understanding. O Lord, thou alone canst do us any good. Of ourselves we are hard and unconcerned, our, oh, solemn, but we have to cry out with one, O wretched man that I am. But oh, lift us above ourselves this day. Lift us above ourselves, weak, sinful self. We might each then, whether we speak or whether we hear, be in the Spirit on this, the Lord's day. O Lord, thou knowest then the hearts of each one that's gathered, the burdens and the desires, perhaps those wishes which seem so weak. But all that might be even this day, it is Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. But all that might be that encouragement unto one or another to wait on, to plead on, to pray on. To be like that woman that in that a great thing in her life, she pressed through the crowds of doubts and fears. Oh, the crowd about him will be found, attending day and night, and perhaps as one has entered in even this day, there's that crowd about them still. Have we not known it? That crowd. Oh, that crowd. Oh, the unbelief of our heart. The enemy without and the enemy within. That, oh, that army, for it is not seen in the, oh, in the Shulamite, that company of two armies. And oh, there is that army that rises up against the Lord's people, now that one quickened by grace, to seek to prevent, to seek to hinder, to seek to bring to naught. But oh, if thou hast begun the work, I will work, and who shall let it? If thou hast begun the work, there will be that living faith, the living soul will cry out for the living God. They'll be there pressing through the crowds. Oh, grant them that help to one or another to press through those crowds, that crowd that attends him day and night. Oh, it might even just be that touching of the hem of thy garment. Oh, did she not feel that healing virtue flow forth? Oh, what a mercy. Lord, remember then that those that have entered in with a living desire to hear. Maybe like that one that's waited daily at thy gates, at the post thy doors, 38 years at the pool. That one there, but that time appointed came, and the dear Lord and Saviour drew near and healed. Oh, 38 years. Oh, is a one then that's waited daily at thy gates, at the post of thy doors? Or do satisfy some poor trembling soul this day with thy goodness? Lift up the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Dispel the dark clouds. Oh, may it please thee this day to arise, oh, the Son of Righteousness, to arise with healing in thy wings. Then, oh, will there not be that one that will go on their way rejoicing, the new song put in the mouth for what the Lord has done? Oh, it won't be anything of self there. Oh, to be then stripped of self and any fancied meekness this day, brought, oh, as Mary at thy feet, to hear thy words. But, oh, we also feel and we plead for the Marthas, careful and troubled about many things. Oh, how often we are careful and troubled about many things, pressing things of time, lawful things of time, carking cares, troubles in the way, distresses and perplexities, the things in the nation and in the earth. Oh, much that casts us down, and we come into the house of God feeling burdened. But oh, is it not with one or another, with this burden? Oh, they may have those burdens of time, pressing things, but with this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Oh, Lord, do then remember those that have come in, feeling perhaps hemmed in, or feeling at times the darkness of the way. Oh, enable them to cast their cares upon thee. Lift them above them, Lord, for a little while, if it could please thee. And may they be lifted up, oh, to those views of a precious Christ. Lifted up to see one, oh, who is able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. Lifted above weak, sinful flesh that trembles. And oh, to be able to say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Lord, remember then, oh, we're favoured to gather together. And thou knowest the hearts, Lord, the youngest here to the very oldest, the very young. Lord, we'll plead for them. Lord, watch over, remember them in this present evil world. And also those that, oh, as they go on into life in the, oh, as they go up, all the attendant cares, the temptations in the way, the wiles of Satan, the glittering things of this earth. Oh, Lord, do be pleased to hedge them about. May that unseen hand be upon them. Oh, Lord, that they might be able to look back in those in time to come, if it could please thee, and say, kept by the power of God. Oh, cannot some of us testify to it? Oh, we were kept by the power of God. And oh, we cannot cast a stone at another. For we have to say also, there go I, but for the grace of God. And such it would have been. Lord, thou knowest our hearts and what has been shown to us. And so it would have been, there go I, but for the grace of God. Lord, remember then the young, the rising race. Remember those, the young families, Lord, and all that concerns them there. The needs in, those things in Providence, Lord, perhaps they're very pressing indeed. Oh, those things in Providence, we live in dark and difficult times. But the gold and silver are thine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. O Lord, do then grant them all needed help, those answers to prayer, those deliverances in times of need. Oh, cannot some of us testify thou hast been merciful and gracious? We can look back to when our own children were young. There were many helps in the way. And perhaps at times we knew not where to go or what to do, but thou didst appear. Lord, thou art the same. And thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we're now able to testify of these things, we do it to thine honour and thy glory, but also to the encouragement of others. Lord, do grant them then those encouragements in their palms. And those in the midst of life and all that concerns them there. Lord, some of us feel at times, those things of everyday life, they press upon us. And oneself, as we have been brought into this path, as the week goes on and we're drawn into those things which are lawful, but how they bring a deadness at times upon our spirit. But the living soul cries out. We trust it so, the living soul cries out for the living God. And we're brought to the end of the week and we feel nothingness and poverty and emptiness. And we have to enter into the house of God longing. And so it will be so. Longing to be lifted above earth's inferior things. Those perishing things of the earth, to be lifted above them. And our hearts and minds set upon those things above. Lord, remember those also in the latter time of their life. Those upon beds of affliction. Lord, those weaknesses and all of these things, especially when they feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Lord, do be pleased to draw near unto them. Lord, there are those that are, they've reached that latter part of their life and afflictions come upon them. Lord, we would pray for them. Go to them where they are, if they're detained in their own homes or in a hospital bed or in one of the homes. Lord, do be pleased to go to them where they are. Give them a touch, a look, a smile, a token. A token of thy love. Lord, remember then. We would plead, we have pleaded for them, but we would plead, especially whatever age they may be, those in affliction's path, whether young, right through the ages to the elderly. Lord, those afflictions of body and mind, Lord, do go to them. Make their bed a Bethel even this day, and satisfy them with thy goodness. Lord, have we not known also those times when laid aside on a bed of affliction in the hospital, thou hast made it sweet, the flesh disliked it, but thou didst make it sweet to our taste. We rejoiced under those afflictions. We can say it was good that I was afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Blessed be his holy name. Lord, remember such, then we plead. But remember, Lord, we plead Zion this day and the gatherings together thy people. We know there are those that are prevented because of the weather. But those that have been brought and able to go out and they're found in thy courts. Do bless Zion and favour Zion this day. May it be a day of rejoicing. May it please you, O Lord. That I might be one or another that shall yet be wrought upon even this day. They shall have to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. But Lord, as we've gathered here, oh, make one with us now. Oh, we would not forget, we know often we fear, or we know not how to pray. We pray for our land and nation, those that have the rule over us. Oh, turn us once again, and we shall be turned. Lord, be pleased to work in our leaders' hearts, show them what they ought to do, frustrate the evil designs of men. O Lord, we believe thou dost hear the cry, the remnant of Zion cry unto thee daily for the abominations done in the land. We believe thou dost, thou hast. In the past year we can say, thou hast in wrath remembered mercy. O Lord, do we please enter, yet work in our land. We might yet see in our day a reviving, but we have to plead, revive thy work in the midst of our years. In our own hearts also, revive thy work in the midst of our years. In the midst of our years, make known in wrath, remember us in mercy. Remember, Lord, also the Queen and the royal family. Watch over them. Preserve and keep them from those who would seek to do them harm. Oh, Lord, we would plead for them. But, we now turn, to ourselves as we gather together. Lord, thou knowest how we're found in thy house. Stir up those that are yet unconcerned. Such were some of us. Such were some of us. We entered in and out of the house of God like the door upon its hinges. We were had no more life than the very seat we sat upon. Blessed be thy holy name. All of grace it was. But begin that work, Lord, we plead in one or another, even this day, in Zion, here and elsewhere. But also, those that perhaps have been in the way many years, longing for a fresh, a look, a touch, a word. That wonderful word, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Help us now. We fall into thy hands. We are but an empty vessel, an earthen vessel. Pour in that we may pour out to do poor sinners good, Lord. And oneself also muzzle not the ox when he treadeth out the corn. May we each them feast upon divine things this day. Lord, we plead, we're unworthy to be fed with dainties such as angels have and with their living bread. But a crumb, Lord, may we have a crumb. Even this day we will go on our way rejoicing we have a crumb. Poor, needy, hell-deserving sinner receiving a crumb of mercy. We deserve not even the least of thy mercy. But we would thank thee for all thy mercies and providence, Lord, in our temporal palms. Much to thank thee for. But all these things, we hold them with a loose hand, enable us to. All those mercies and favours we have here below, enable us to hold them with a loose hand. We want divine things, eternal things, that which moth and rust will not corrupt, and that will not fade away, heavenly things. We plead all these things, pleading for Christ's sake, pleading for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. Amen.
Hymn 727. That I knew the secret place where I might find my God. I'd spread my wants before his face and pour my woes abroad. Hymn 727.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, the word or portion that's been upon my mind for the past days, throughout the past days of the week. We found in John's Gospel, chapter 21, and it will be found in verse 16, that little portion in verse 16. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? The whole verse reads, he saith, this is the dear Lord, saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. But it was that question of the dear Lord unto Simon Peter, lovest thou me? Oh, how I felt in my own heart. Much stirred up within by the adversary of souls. Much of those things without. And yet when this word dropped in, I trust by the Spirit, lovest thou me? I felt it was a voice of the Lord. Oh, as a one, even this day, the Lord has spoken into your soul. Lovest thou me? Now, dear Simon Peter, oh, those words were upon one's mind some weeks ago, but they still remain there concerning Simon Peter and that which he boldly spoke unto the Lord. Where he spake in, oh, that way, if I can find it. I can't find it straight away, but all that, where, you know, the account. Where before the Lord was crucified. How he spoke with great boldness and zeal. But the dear Lord knew his heart. And how he spake in this way, I pray for thee, that thy faith fail not. And how, before the cock crew those three times, he denied his Lord and Master those three times. The dear Lord looked upon him in love and mercy. What did our dear Simon Peter do? He went out and wept bitterly. We read in one portion. Because once again, the dear Simon Peter, he saw the love and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto him, a sinner. Once again it was revealed to him. He saw it there in all his backslidings. And did he not backslide in that way? We read in one part, oaths and curses, he denied his Lord and Master. I find it a great comfort to my soul, and perhaps it's a great comfort to some poor sinner even this day, that the Lord spake unto him in such a way he knew his heart. I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. But oh, the Lord looked upon him in love again. And then, after the Lord had risen from the tomb, it appeared before the disciples. Appeared before the disciples those number of times, and before others also. And now, oh, they had gone again to that labouring. We read in the chapter, they went once again a-fishing. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. Gone back to that temporal occupation, that path. And oh, is it not a path we each have to do, walk out here below, we each have to do that as we labour for the meat which perisheth. We each have to return, after the Lord's day, we return to those labours of the week. Or labouring in some way, whether it is as a housewife in the home, as a mother, or the husband as he goes forth to provide. But even those who are in retirement, there is a labouring in their lives. And have we not been labouring, each one of us, in some form or another in this past week? And perhaps in all those labours we feel, well, in their temporal labour they are caught nothing. And we're brought once again, and each one of us, and self, we're brought into the house of God this day. As that living desire in our heart, that living desire for all the labours of the week and the darkness and deadness in the, which it seems to bring upon our spirit at times. We long for the house of God. We long for the Lord's day. We long to be at peace and alone with the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we said in prayer, oh, as often that crowd that's about him, perhaps even this day and oneself as we stand here, we felt all those things rose up in our heart this morning. We, the weakness of the flesh, the weakness of my flesh, ready to turn aside. But we're brought again into the Lord's house, into the courts of the Lord. Oh, is there that desire then? We've entered into the courts of the Lord here this day, oneself, we might hear his voice. But such was that in my path in the past week. This was the voice of the Lord unto me. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? And all that might stir up various exercises in one or another. This day, lovest thou me? But all the disciples, they went, Simon Peter, they went a-fishing. Labour very hard, caught nothing. But oh, what a, as I read that chapter again, as we read it together, mercy it was. As we see in this also, the promise of the Lord, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And there they were a-fishing, caught nothing, toiling in vain. As the hymn writer put it, thy strength is decayed. Toiling and rowing. Do you feel that toiling and rowing in your case, in your pathway, even this day, in the past days or months or even the years, has been that toiling and rowing? There's that, and yet in the, when from time to time there's that still small voice in your very soul speaking unto you. It was a still small voice to me, but I heard it. I felt I heard it. Lovest thou me? But oh, as we read further on there, the disciples, the morning drew on. Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Nor is it not so with us at times. We hear of it's easy to quench the spirit. Oh, it's easy to quench the spirit. And if you've been quickened into newness of life, so you spoke in prayer, you will know that company of two armies that the Shulamite, oh, what will we see in the Shulamite, but that company of two armies, there is that which will do all it can to quench the spirit. There the disciples, as they were in that ship, I don't know how many it says, Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael and the sons of Zebedee and two others of his disciples, doesn't name them all, but there they were. They knew not that it was Jesus. Oh, as we said, how we can quench the spirit, and we may hear that, known it oneself. Oh, when bowed down with a sense of sin, bowed down, oh, when I was quickened into newness of life, and that became a very real concern to me. Oh, how the old nature sought to quench the spirit, but it was not to be so. I will work, and who shall let it? It was in the third chapter in Ephesians. What a wonderful chapter. Oh, how I heard this for many months, yet my natural man quenched the spirit. For by grace are ye saved. Oh, it is so we often do not see. Or was it not so with Samuel also? He knew not it was the voice of the Lord that spoke unto him. He knew not that voice, but there was a time he was brought to know it. Oh, the disciples there, they saw Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then said Jesus unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Lord, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. That still small voice. Oh, as a one then, even this day. It's been that still small voice in your soul. That which, or is it not, that voice from heaven's high court above, for that still small voice. As I said in my own pathway, it was this word, for by grace are ye saved through faith. I know as he's speaking of self, we do it to his honour and to his glory. We trust it, we encouragement to one or another. We have to speak as we've handled and tasted and felt of the word of life. We can't speak with a prepared text either or a prepared portion before us or writing. We speak as we're led along. We trust it so. But oh, how those many months went by, morning by morning. For by grace are ye saved. Oh, how I felt at times. I cried and shouted, yet he shut it out my voice. But it was not, it was me. Oh, that old nature trying to shut out the voice of the Lord. By grace are ye saved through faith. Remember the very morning. Oh, when I could say it is the Lord. Tis the Lord that speaketh. But we're brought to the end of everything. We may have laboured in toil in labouring, like we read in that hymn. Toil in rowing, our strength is decayed. We're brought like that woman. She spent all that she had and grew worse. But oh, what brought her to press through the crowds of doubts and fears and all that crowd that was about him there. And it is so in spiritually with the Lord's people, those doubts and fears. But that which is by faith wrought in them. Why is it so? I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Bought thee with a price, thou art mine. Will not be of any works of self or labouring of self or anything of your own fancied meetness. Be that which is through what Christ has done. And oh, how I sat down one morning feeling brought to the end of everything, knowing not what to do, all hope seemed to be gone, yet this voice, by grace are ye saved through faith, was what by grace are ye saved in the beginning, then the word seemed to go on, by grace are ye saved through faith. I sat down and looked it up for the first time. Oh, you read through that chapter at your leisure. Ephesians chapter 2. Oh, how it broke me down in my feelings before the Lord. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And all cannot some of us here then testify, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Oh, what a wonderful word this is unto all the disciples. They had toiled in their rowing, and their labouring caught nothing. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. And the Lord spake, there was a blessing. The Lord spake, they did as he commanded. There was a blessing, a great blessing indeed. They drew to land that net full of fishes. 153. Now there must have been a reasonable size, because it says great fishes. Not a small blessing. A great blessing. Lovest thou me? They did as he commanded. There was a blessing. But all as they drew that net to the land, and they got to land with those fishes. Come and dine, Jesus saith unto them. Those coals were burning, and there was already a provision of fish and bread. They also brought of that which they caught, that which is of the blessing unto them. But there was that gracious provision for them, wonderfully prepared. Come and dine. Oh, there's a one then even this brought into the house of God this day, with all those labours and toilings and troubles and trials and the darkness of mind, and feeling that matters grow worse and not better. Oh, there might be that Jesus will reveal himself in love and mercy. Cast the net on the other side, on the right side of the ship. What has the Lord commanded? Or has there been that still small voice, that word of commandment in your soul? Now, the commandments of the Lord, they're not grievous. For he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Quoted in prayer, that wonderful, the words unto the Lord Jesus, unto the disciples, at the end of Matthew's Gospel. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. The commandments of the Lord, they're not grievous. There, there's that commandment given unto them. There's a blessing given. Lord, we come back to that word. Lovest thou me? Go back a little and came to my mind on the past days. Self now, since that time when I said that chapter in Ephesians was made a blessing unto me, eventually led to put on that open profession, walking in the commands of the Lord. But many days have passed since then. Many days. Lovest thou me? Oh, I felt I tasted a little of the loving kindness of the Lord when I was brought into that path, obeying his commandments. Felt within my own heart, I felt there was there that the peace of God which passeth all understanding. Come and die and led into the banqueting house where his banner over me was love. Or perhaps some can testify to that. They can look back to that time and yet it seems almost dim and distant. Led into the banqueting house where his banner over me or over you, you know your heart and where you've been led and how the Lord has led you in your path. Come and dine with that banner over us with love, eternal love. That love that was greater than any man's. That one should lay down his life for poor sinners. Poor sinners such as we feel to be. Oh, how I felt it. Felt it more and more in the past 18 months. My need as a sinner. And oftentimes deadness and darkness. Oftentimes wondering how we can go forth in the Lord's name again. And unto me, even these words stirred up in my heart. Those things from time past. Lovest thou me? Especially as it came to mind also in this way than these. Not as it was, I believe, as the Lord spake it unto Simon Peter concerning the other disciples, but oh, when we look at those things and that often come into our lives and take over. We carry about with that body of sin and death, and was it not one that cried out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin? Who shall deliver me? O wretched man that I am. But he thanked God that it was through Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus my Lord. Oh, in my own path, in my own heart, lovest thou me more than these? Can we not say with the hymn writer, when we're clothed in our right minds, I would from all things parted be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. They were not often like that. Confess I'm not like that very often, but oh, that language. I could from all things parted be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. Lovest thou me more than these? We're favoured with loved ones, blessings. Many temporal blessings indeed. Oh, especially compare it to our forefathers. When they had little at times, oh, how great was their love toward the Lord. They saw his providing hand. They saw those deliverances in the way. Oh, how I failed my heart. We may have those temporal blessings and favours. And we would thank the Lord for them. But lovest thou me more than these? Oh, did it not stir up in our hearts then? It did in mine. Stir in my heart their great exercise. Oh, the Lord knows our hearts. The Lord knows my heart. He sees us exactly as we are. When the Lord speaks, oh, he saw Peter's heart. He knew Peter's heart. He knew that he'd fall under that temptation in that way. And he denied his Lord and Master yet. I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Lovest thou me more than thee? That's how I've had it in my heart. Oh, how solemn, but we can get carried away with the things of time. We can get lifted up with those things here below. When the Lord speaks, and I felt it in my heart as a way of loving rebuke, a loving question. It's not in anger when the Lord speaks into your soul in such a way it won't be in anger as in covenant love. I have loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness have I drawn thee. Lord, it brought back to mind times and seasons when the Lord has appeared, when the Lord has been. Oh, that one, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. But that one, can we not say, lifted up out of the miry clay and set our feet upon the rock? There's been that time when it was so. Lovest thou me more than thee? Oh, our mind went to dear Ruth while we were meditating upon it at home. The difference between Ruth and Orpah. There she was willing to cast her lot in with the people of Israel. She was not an Israelite. But she went in that union with Naomi. Oh, entreat me not to leave me. Entreat me not to leave thee. Did you not speak in that way? Or has it been that in your heart where the adversary even stirred up that? Even concerning, it comes to mind in this way, go not to the house of God again. What hope is there? What help do you find there? You never hear anything to your soul's good. Oh, the adversary knows how to stir these things up in your heart and mine. Turn again. Orpah went back. But such was that in Ruth's heart, entreat me not to leave thee. Thy God shall be my God. Thy people my people. Oh, is there something that's brought you back into the house of God even this day? Lovest thou me? How did he answer? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Oh, in all these things, then, as we feel in that, stirred up in our hearts, can we not answer with that, like Simon Peter? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Oh, especially as we can, oh, we trust we can, look back to those times of blessing and favour, once again by the Spirit being our, oh, the Comforter. The Blessed Spirit being our Comforter, to bring to mind all things that I've spoken unto thee, all the way which I've led thee these years in the wilderness. Brought back to mind again, even in a time of darkness, doubt, especially said concerning that company of two armies, that warfare that is great. Oh, it's a great warfare at times it is. But we have that one that's fought the fight, the battle won. We have that glorious high priest. Risen Saviour, our advocate with the Father. Oh, our advocate with the Father. That one that now sitteth on the right hand of the Father, interceding for his people with those groanings which cannot be uttered. Have we known a little of this? This glorious high priest. We've been brought to the, oh, the footstool of mercy to plead for Jesus' sake. Pleading his precious blood. Pleading his merits. We have no merits of our own. And without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. We have to go again unto the Lord to plead for Jesus' sake, pleading for an, oh, that cleansing again, looking alone unto Jesus. Oh, if he's the author of your faith, he'll be the finisher of it. And we will have to go again and again all the days of our life, looking alone unto Jesus. But oh, this one, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Lovest thou me? Let us hold fast our profession. Oh, this, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Find grace to help in time of need. May obtain mercy. Oh, that glorious high priest, the risen Saviour. Oh, those passing things of time. There will be a time when they will all be burnt up. They will perish with their using. They will perish with their using. Oh, have we not a little of that treasure in her earthen vessel? That little treasure in her earthen vessel, which is not of self. Blessings and favours and promises of the Lord. That which moth and rust will not corrupt. That which will last all eternity. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? See, the time has gone. Oh, that we might each be able to, oh, that they're wrought upon in such a way by the Spirit. Oh, that we might each be brought there whilst life shall last. Lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord. Thou knowest that I love thee. oneself as we venture once again. And there was a very burden in the first place as the exercise, I believe, began in my soul. Feed my sheep. Oh, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And all, so these, or as we speak in this way, these things, this word melted my heart again. I believe in that way, or if it had not been for this word, I would not have ventured even this day. Self would have looked at the weather round about. Weak self, unworthy self, sinful self. But those words, lovest thou me, as I said, have been upon my mind for most of the past week. Lovest thou me. Oh, that the Blessed Spirit might search our hearts with this question. Your hearts and mine, lovest thou me. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £725, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will address the Sunday school this afternoon. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Adrian Pickett. And God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach on Friday evening and Mr. Raymond Woodhams next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 283. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Hymn 283.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, at last hear me if it's a prayer of one or another trembling sinner before thee this day. Or may it please thee thou hast drawn near and answer. Or what language is there, experimental language? And oh, does it not oftentimes the language of the hymn writers come right where we are, touches the very spot? But oh, do bow down and hear from heaven thy dwelling place, we plead. Oh, as thou hast now brought us to the close of the services here this morning, do be pleased to bless that which is truly of thee, and cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love over anything amiss. And oh, if it could be thy will, come up with us again at the evening hour. O Lord, we wait upon thee, we wait upon thee. Send none empty away. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each. Amen.